from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, do we put the marriage? I don't know if we put the marriage on.
I mean, yeah, because she wanted him to retire, bro. We knew that. She wanted him to retire for so many years. He never did.
Yeah, what there was
and then she's cheating on him with the yoga instructor or whatever it was.
Oh, so she wouldn't have cheated if he retired?
No.
Man, come on, bro.
She
wouldn't go that far. Maybe
because
the love was already
neglecting.
Lost.
Bro, he was all in on the season. He was neglecting.
Maybe she had a wandering eye.
I mean, she could have. But I'm just saying, he made it easier because
could have already been on the
zero
rocks.
Dark 30 for the entirety of an NFL season going into training camp. I don't know that it was the only thing, but I can guarantee you that it was a contributor.
I was uncomfortable putting the whole marriage on his career.
But
he picked career over marriage.
He did cheat on him from what
we've gathered.
When he said he was coming back for another year,
just give me another year. Me playing you. We did this for. I mean, right? It's supposed to be the end of time. That's what we married. That's what we said. What if it was that, John? What if you said, just give me one more year, and I'm all in on you?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't
think. But she couldn't wait, could she?
I don't think so. I think she probably didn't expect him to come back in 22, right? I think that was it. Yeah, 22. She didn't expect him to come back in 22. So, you know, that's, you know, by then it was like too late. You know, you messed it up. So, again.
He's fine.
He is fine. I respect the hell out of Tom Brady for what he represented as a professional. Like, they'll never make another one like him in any sport. I mean, the titles, the sacrifice, the greatness,
yeah.
all of it. The way that he elevated players around him, you know. Empowered them, all those things. But from where he's coming at that from, you know, the Tom Brady school. Where, you know.
Like Michael Jordan would.
Right.
And holding guys to a standard,
yeah.
Right, because of what you were, what you did, the way
right.
you did it.
Exactly.
That, I don't think that's going to work. And
right.
if that's going to be, and that's kind of the way I would bottom line it,
exactly.
Where you just left off right there. If that's going to be the way he approaches this, I don't think it's going to work. Right? You're not going to be as relatable and everything else, sure, but. You were the outlier. John just told you. You were the guy that took the pay cut. And nowadays, Jordan Love's got 50-something million. You could argue he hadn't proven anything yet. Yeah, he had a nice run last year. That was it. It was a span of a few weeks. And he's making 50. That's the way it goes now. And so you can tell me all day long that we've dumbed it down, but the bigger piece of that is the financial piece. Every team wants that dream scenario where they've got a rookie quarterback and they're winning big with him on that rookie deal because you can go pay everybody else. Every team wants that.
Yes.
We're not going away from that anytime soon. So
no.
This idea that we're doing it wrong, I just push back on a little bit and say, you know, Tom, that's, again, the way you put it. That's you looking at it through your goat lenses.
Exactly.
You're going to have to come down a little bit if you're going to be, you know, be relatable to us here on this, whatever, 30-something million you're making.
Yeah, literally nobody.
Everybody can't be held to your standard,
bro. Exactly. Literally nobody has done that.
It's the way of the NFL now.
Trevor Lawrence didn't do it. Burrow didn't do it. Herbert didn't do it. Goff didn't do it. Jalen Hurts didn't do it. Like, nobody's doing it. And until
Burrow's done just fine. And you can't tell me he's dumbed down.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. So, I mean, look, that's...
His thing's injury.
That's the way it goes. I mean, you draft these guys because you believe in them, and you want to play them, and you want to get to the greatness as soon as you can. You know, that's the truth. Or you end up in a situation where I had to pay Jordan Love $1 billion for 9 games of work. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it, but do I really know? Do I really have a good idea of
we're using current examples. What about Peyton Manning? You put him right out there.
Right.
And he learned on the job. How many interceptions did he throw the first year? 20-something through a million. You're telling me he needed to sit out?
Exactly.
That he would, you know, so he could later become the computer? No, you started that process. And that, again, goes back to the financial side. You need to know what you have as early as possible with these quarterbacks. And you don't find out, and frankly, Green Bay's lucky. Because they didn't, you didn't know anything on Jordan Love until last year. And I would tell you, you still don't know whether he's worth what he's getting, but they're kind of stuck. What they can tell you is right now, yes, we've got the guy because look what he did in the playoffs last year.
Mm.
But that's my point. You have to move on these rookie quarterbacks. You've got to do it again during that window. That's the part he's leaving out. So anyway, Tom's going to be fine, but I got a feeling we're going to get more of this. The perfectionist, the way I did it was best. We're not doing it that way anymore. When what I would tell you is what it looks like to me, you look at the way these quarterbacks have performed in preseason play so far. I'm talking about all the first-rounders. John and I have kept telling you, it's rare we're seeing bad performances.
Mm-hmm.
These guys look prepared.
Yep.
And I guess Tom would tell you they're prepared because it's a dumber NFL. We've dumbed it down. Look to me like this is an opportunity to give the college level a little credit here because guys are coming in at least looking like from the get-go that they're more ready to play than ever before.
Exactly.
As opposed to saying, hey, we're doing it wrong.
That's true. That is very true. So interesting. Yeah, interesting comments there from Tom Brady. I'll be fascinated. Now, he did make his debut over the weekend, didn't he? Or wasn't he in the booth?
He did. He made his debut kind of on that, what was it, the XFLA, whatever it is now,
UFL.
Championship. Yeah, the UFL championship.
I thought he was in the booth for some reason.
But he came in there for a second, then he did the presentations afterwards, but I guess he did more actual NFL work this weekend.
Yeah, I thought he did,
I mean, we'd already kind of heard from him.
Yeah.
It wasn't official debut on that UFL, but he was out there. I told you about it.
Yeah, he practiced broadcasting during the Niners-Saints.
Okay. I missed that.
Preseason game.
Well, it's time to get to work.
It was a trial broadcast. That's what it was. Like, so I guess that was like off air. So he was practicing. We didn't get to hear it.
Well, I mean, so
you count.
Is that car highlight? You know, it's from this weekend?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Past weekend, yeah. He was.
And who played? For the did we have starters out there? We had starters. Like Purdy threw an interception, didn't he? I think I saw that.
I don't think.
Was that the week before?
I don't know. I don't know. This was his first action. Did he throw a pick? I didn't know he threw a pick.
But it looked like he threw one cross field. It was a terrible throw. So what Brock Purdy doing making that throw?
But yeah, Purdy played for sure. It was and so did Derek Carr. It was, but I guess this was like a separate broadcast. I guess.
Yeah, you didn't go out.
Right.
Is what you're saying?
It was like
practice.
They just called it like it was real. Yeah.
Yeah, you were asking me, did I catch it? Obviously not.
There's nowhere to catch it unless you were on the feed, bro.
Superbox might have got it.
That's right.
But I didn't know to look.
That's right. But yeah, soon enough, you'll hear Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt.
The perfectionist.
Where's my guy Greg Olsen? Is he still doing it somewhere?
Unfortunately, because it's Tom, he got pushed down.
Is he doing it for anybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He went up for he was under contract, I'm pretty sure, with Fox.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Unfortunately, he gets bumped down to the two crew.
Right.
As opposed to being with Burkhardt on the one crew when he didn't do anything. He didn't deserve a demotion. It's just
getting
trumped by Tom Brady.
I did.
He will not. Tom Brady will not work harder than Greg Olsen at what he does. I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. No,
Greg Olsen's great.
Let me ask you this. I don't know the answer. I'm curious. Because in preseason, when you watch the games that aren't NFL Network, you get local feeds, right?
Yes.
On the NFL Plus. In NFL markets, is that where you watch your team on a local channel?
Yeah.
Okay, so you won't watch them nationally. It'll be just like Grizzlies. Like you watch them with your, you know, wherever they're at in your market and the national broadcast is like NBA TV blacked out.
Oh, no, I don't think you're asking, do you still get the local broadcast in these big markets?
Is there a local?
I think it switches over at that point to the national team. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
No, it switches over. I don't know. You don't get your – I think for preseason you do, but come regular season?
So there's no local NFL crew for TV in NFL
markets? I'm in Chicago, I'm getting Burkhardt in them. That's what I'm saying. I'm not getting the local crew. I don't think so.
So they have a local crew just for preseason? That kind of is interesting to me. Like, that's what I thought. I'm like, okay, so do they just do it for... Because they like the Titans. I'm going to just use the Titans as an example, right?
Sure, sure.
I think that the Titans television network, and it's like Charles Davis, and I don't know who the other guy is. Like, is that all they do for the year?
It's a great question. I don't know the full answer to, but I feel like it switches over. You're not...
That would make sense, because it's you know, national...
Right.
You know, the product, the way it works.
100%.
NBA games, there's too many
this
games.
This is who CBS and Fox have picked to do these games.
Exactly.
Not local.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just a gut, though. I don't know the full answer.
Yeah,
I'd be interested to hear.
I don't.
Because what happens to all of them?
I've never lived in an NFL market, so I don't know the answer to that question. You know, so like, because they have teams, though. They have a play-by-play man and a color analyst.
Team.
You know, so it's like...
And it seems like they're around all year long because the team's familiar with them and they know all the storylines and everything else.
But maybe you just get the four games of actual television work and then you... I don't... What do you do for the rest of the year? I don't know. Maybe you just get paid on
the radio crew.
Contract basis. Yeah, but the radio crew is Mike Keith, though, and I don't know who the other guy is. So it's not them. So it's different, you know?
I don't know.
I'd like to know the... I mean, I probably should just... It's probably not that hard to find in terms of... you know, searching it.
So they do a broadcast. Who's watching? That would be the point.
Right. Like the fans, though. Like just like we, like people tell us, like when the Grizzlies are on national television, watch Brevin and Pete. If you want your local.
That must be going on simultaneously then. There's no way those guys don't do anything.
During the regular season.
Right.
I would think so.
It must be like that. It must be like
I would think so, but
Brevin and Pete, and you can get
but
that.
Because you like
but
as
every
you mentioned,
game
is on CBS
is chosen,
or Fox.
Right, exactly.
It's over
every
the air.
Every single game,
right? So I don't know
is national from that standpoint. That's where it doesn't compare. To
I want to find this out. I'm going to find this out. You know, and see because there's fewer games. It's the television product is completely different.
But you're right. I don't see that Bears sideline reporter come season when I'm watching. On Super, because I'm picking up, even on Superbikes, I'm picking up the national broadcast.
So it's like, what the hell y'all do for the rest of the year? Y'all do four games? That's it? Three games?
It's actually a really random question, but one that it's fascinating. I don't know the answer to.
Yeah. Because, like, there's nothing else that they can have you do. You know, like, they just pay you, like, all right, hey, you got three games this year. We'll give you, you know, $8,000. You know, I don't know how that works. But I'm going to find out before the end of the show. That's what I'm going to do.
I have no doubt you will.
I'm going to find, because it's going to
bother me. Because you're so resourceful.
It's going to bother me. That's really the main thing. It's going to bother me. I thought maybe you would know since you're kind of the repository.
I guarantee who does. Well, I'll tell you what, you could have asked Courtney Fool, because let me tell you what, she knows everything about what's going on.
I could have asked, but it just didn't occur to me to do that at that time. So you'll have to forgive me on that one. I tell you this, one thing I don't have to find out is where the best wings are in Memphis. I know the answer to that. That's Wing Guru. Our man Billy Richmond whipping it up. And look, the main reason why they're the best is the flavors. It's the taste of the wings. Unique. Spectacular every single time at the Wing Guru. Never been easier to get the Wing Guru delivered to your house on those delivery apps that you know and love. If you don't want to get out, I go with the garlic sriracha. Football season is here. Get the can't catch cow. Everything for you at the Wing Guru.
Yep. Full bar open out at the Whitehaven location. That's 4130 Elvis Presley Boulevard, doing it up for you out there as well. So again, we're always innovating, adding more, and that Whitehaven location certainly has it. And what they've all got are the 22 best flavors you've ever tasted when it comes to putting them on a wing. That's what Billy's done. This has been his life's work. Y'all thought basketball was his thing, but it was really wings. This is where he truly tapped in. Built an empire he has with the Wing Guru. Try all 22 flavors now. The latest can't catch Calvin for the great Calvin Austin. Tell us what your favorite is. I'm a Nashville hot guy. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him Jason and John sent you.
Adam Turnoff is going to join us here in just a moment. We'll talk to him about the NFL preseason. And really, we'll start to shift gears into week one and maybe some looks in week one. ESPN has a piece up on all 32 NFL staffs, ranking all 32 NFL coaching staffs by Ben Solak. He just got hired there from the Ringer. And who would you guess is top staff, coordinators, coaches?
I had a hard time not putting Andy Reid at the top, and I guess everybody loves what Philly's done. I'm not so in love with Moore and Fangio, but everybody else does. Those two have got to be up there, especially considering the consistency of KC.
Give me a pick.
Oh, I'm going KC on top.
Correct!
You'd be foolish. The two
correct! In my Jeffrey Wright voice.
Yeah, how high is Philly?
Philly is not as high as you might have thought.
Well, good. Maybe then a more accurate count is what I would say.
They're 15th.
Wow.
So they're pretty low. Now.
Wow.
Now, here's the fun part. Here's the fun part.
They're
here's
with
the
me.
Part. First of all, Brad, we got to give him a ding on the Chiefs. He nailed that one.
Yeah, I absolutely nailed it.
All right. Now, who is dragging up the rear? Who is 32?
Come on, man.
Who is the worst staff?
It's too easy. It's too easy. It's too easy.
Who is it? Give him a ding. Give him a ding. The Raiders are the worst.
Well, they got that one right.
Now, you had a little bit of an edge because you're familiar with Luke Getsy. If it had been...
No, they've been talking about you, buddy. He's making waves out there for how bad it's been.
Raiders! Terrible.
That one was better.
Yes.
I know. I know how bad Luke Getsy is because he was just my OC. So I know very well what y'all working with.
Yes. It's sad.
Who was battling you for last?
The Commanders. The Patriots.
The Commanders got a guy that's been to a Super Bowl.
The Saints. The Titans. The Panthers. I'm going in order now. Seahawks.
Saints is, that should be high. That's still Allen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we neither one of us ever been high on him.
All right, let's see. All right, top five staffs. I haven't seen the top five. I only saw the number one. I would say Kansas City.
You have to put Baltimore in there.
Baltimore, Detroit. You have to put them in there now.
Yeah, Ben Johnson.
I'm trying to think around the league. The Rams? McVay?
Probably think Houston, though. Slowick and D'Amico.
It's a little early.
Early. Slowick could go get a job.
I think they're top 10. I think you're a little early on top five, though, brother.
Okay.
You're close, but I'm gonna go McVay, Kansas City, we know, Baltimore, Detroit. Who's fifth? Let's see, fifth.
They might give it to Harbaugh.
Jim?
He's good, good NFL coach. Yes, I've already got Baltimore in there. I already got John.
I'll go Brown, Stefanski.
No way.
I bet he's got
see, Stefanski. Did you see, too, Deshaun Hurt again?
All right, here we go. Cleveland. Cleveland's 13.
Yeah, that was dumb.
All right, Cleveland's 13. He was coach of the year, though. All right, let's see. Who else did I say? I said, I missed the damn Niners, bro. Shanahan. That was obvious. That's so stupid.
That was dumb of both of us.
Okay, Detroit.
People were yelling at him.
Detroit, he's got number two, though.
Yeah, knew they would be.
Detroit, he's got number two. Obviously, Sanford's got to be three. They're four. That's a little lower than I expected. So, top five is Rams, three. The Lions, two. Chiefs, one. 49ers, four. And then Ravens, five.
Good call on Rams.
Your Texans at six. Your Texans right there.
I'm not too early.
Knocking on the door.
I'm right there.
With D'Amico.
I'm not too early. I'm at the door.
Do you really think that they should be ahead of Mike Tomlin, though? I mean, come on, bro. Tomlin's won a Super Bowl.
Our man Mike's hanging on by a thread.
You know, we didn't mention Mike McDaniel. That could have been a top five.
He hadn't done anything
He's
yet.
Number nine.
He didn't even won a division yet.
Shane Steichen's at 11. I think that'll go up. I looked this up. Maybe we'll ask Adam Tronoff about this. Look at quarterbacks the year after they leave Shane Steichen. Look at what they do with him, and then look at what happens to them the year after he leaves. So we're going to take this all the way back to the 2020 season with Justin Herbert. So Justin Herbert in 2020 sets all the rookie records, right? At that time.
Mm-hmm.
4,000-plus yards, 40-something touchdowns.
Yeah, I follow.
And then look at his development after Shane Steichen left. He's kind of come back to the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts in 2022 when he was the offensive coordinator there. The guy was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He put together his best season by a mile.
It's true. Jalen did get hurt the next year, but I'm still following you.
He took a big step, is all I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And then Gardner Minshew this past season was a throwaway from the playoffs.
No, he's great for them.
Just watch and see how bad it looks with him in Vegas, right? So I just think Anthony Richardson is going to be absolutely,
if he's
scary.
If it's possible, if he's coachable, I mean, he has a part in this too.
Yeah.
If he receives it.
Yeah. But yeah, Shane Steichen is definitely going to be up there in that list soon. We'll talk to Adam Chernoff about that and more from Right Angle Sports. He joins us on the NFL next. Stick around, Jason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile, and on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Jason and John, are you trying to find me? ESPN.
My God, that is Adam Chernoff's music. Does all things NFL for Right Angle Sports. The YouTube shows are coming back next week. It is that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. He joins us now. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? I'm ready. We're 2 weeks away. We're going to have real football 2 weeks from tonight. We're getting close. So I'm counting down the minutes.
Yeah, as a reminder for our audience, Adam and the team at RAS last season hit at about a 63% rate, win rate. So, you know, we obviously can't promise that in the future, but I do truly believe this, that if you listen to this segment every single week with Adam, you will come away a smarter NFL better. There is no question about that. That I am willing to guarantee. All right. Let's get into the final week of preseason. Just as a general rule, we're late into the week. It's Thursday. How do you sort of attack it now? Is it almost too late, barring sort of news changes, because we know who's in and who's out at this point? Like, how would you sort of compare betting the preseason to betting the NFL regular season?
Yeah, it can't compare, honestly, because there's so much news and so much info that's driving all the preseason lines. You just don't get the moves in the regular season like you get with the preseason. And you don't have the ability to beat the moves this late in the week at the rate that you do in the regular season like you do now in the preseason. So it's not comparable. It's a completely different game. It's a completely different animal, and that's why a lot of people have success in the preseason and they don't have it in the regular season. Mm-hmm. It's like you're betting on a completely different league and a completely different sport.
Interesting. All right, let's talk a little bit about tonight. We have two games tonight. One is a complete sort of irrelevant game because no stars are going. One is relevant because Anthony Richardson and the Indianapolis Colts will have 17 days between this game and their regular season opener in week one. So when you have something like this, how much value is there on a team that is caring, that does want to do this as a dress rehearsal, playing a team that is definitely not doing that, that kind of feels like they want their preseason to just end already? How much value can you ascribe to the Colts or any team that's in that kind of a situation in a game like this?
On the full game, probably not much, because this game has already moved 4.5 points. The Colts are a 6.5 point favorite, and that has really been priced in. Like, the line and the market knows that starters are going to be playing for the Colts for what is sort of projected to be the first half anyway. So you're not gonna be betting on the Colts at 6.5 for the full game and be like, okay, I made a great bet because I'm betting that the starters are going to be there. They're already mm-hmm. priced into that. Mm-hmm. Now, the discussion can be made, what are starters in the first half worth against backups in the first half? And we see that the Colts are 6-point favorites in the first half, which is very unusual. We talked about preseason versus regular season. You would never in a regular season game see a full game line at 6.5 and the first half line at 6. It just doesn't happen. And so I think the first half for this game is a more interesting debate, because we know it is going to be starters versus backups. And the question is 6 points enough to make up for starters playing backups for 30 minutes of football? And that's really the only question that you can handicap in this game to determine if there's still a good bet.
Let's go through some releases this week on the service. And again, I want to caution that there are going to be weeks where Adam comes on and we talk about regular season releases where the number is close enough, right? Where it might be a point difference. Maybe we wouldn't bet it, but it's passable. This is not going to be the case with the bets I'm going to talk about. But, you know, again, I find these interesting. Steelers -3 against the Detroit Lions. This number is all the way out to 6.5. But the interesting piece of this, Adam, obviously, is that it's going to be starters once again for Pittsburgh, who looked absolutely dreadful against the Bills last week. Are we expecting some regression for that offense? What do we think?
That's the hope. We're going to get a good fighting effort from the Steelers as they're trying to get Russ acclimated to the offense. They're trying to get more out of Justin Fields. They're going to be going into this game with an emphasis on trying to get things right on offense, because last week against the Bills, that wasn't it for the starting offense to play. That was as ugly as it gets. They were down to running triple option plays halfway through the second quarter. Like, it's problem time in Pittsburgh, and the alarms are sounding for offensive issues. So that was the bet. You saw the number at 3 earlier in the week. It was fully anticipated starters would go. They are. The Steelers are now a 7-point favorite. I could never bet Pittsburgh -7 at this current number. If anything, just because it's moved so much, I would probably be more interested in betting Detroit getting this many points. But again, this is another game like Indianapolis tonight that is more than accounting in for the starters playing versus backups.
Patriots -3 at Washington. Now, this is close enough because, and again, we're going to really get into the nuances here, but the key numbers in preseason are not necessarily the key numbers we know and love in the regular season. They are different because coaches and teams try to avoid ties in the regular season, so they'll go for 2. So 3, for example, and 4 are not necessarily the same key numbers that you would see in the regular season. What's the idea behind the Patriots here, who it sounds like are going to give a long look to Drake May in this one?
Yeah, they have to, similar to Pittsburgh, figure things out on offense. They're likely to start Jacoby Brissett week 1, as it's trending, even though a lot of folks want Drake May. And then we saw glimpses of Drake May last week, but they're going to give both of their guys some extra time in this game too, where Washington has got most of what they needed to see out of their starting offense, and it's going to be a bit of a mismatch in that regard. There's also the Patriots trying very hard for new head coach Gerard Mayo. They're really trying to put forth a good showing in all of these games, and we've seen effort deep into these games as well. So it's another scenario where it's a team that's not only trying harder, if you will, but also giving their starters and number ones extra push in a game against some backups to try to figure things out. So it's just a complete motivational mismatch in this game. And so, like you mentioned, one and two, very important in preseason to avoid ties. This one's all the way up at four. So arguably, it may not come into play, but certainly the Patriots are the side in this one.
I'm always curious about your process, Adam, and you know this, some of that my line of questioning is usually a little bit different than John's. We're just trying to keep you on your toes. I'm curious, in terms of how heavily do you weigh what's going on in these joint practices and the information that we get out of that? We always talk about the preseason look we get at these guys, and we always say small sample size, right? But there's so much. You know, John was telling me about, you know, Green Bay getting its butt kicked in the joint practice by Denver. How much is that shaping, if at all, you know, what your regular season view for these teams? There was a Bears day where they intercepted Joe Burrow three times. How heavily are you weighing the joint practice info?
Joint practice info, not a ton, because typically the coaches will set things up to get specific looks. They can control it. So it's hard to kind of react on that. What I will say is, if you look at the timeline of teams going through preseason, and we can get into some specific teams if you want, but kind of if you look at the full duration of preseason and the timeline and what teams are trying to accomplish, I think a lot can be taken away to try to figure out if teams are on track or not. Do you want me to give a couple examples
to
illustrate the point?
Yeah, please.
So I think Baltimore is a really good example. They have big offensive line changes. And so far through two preseason games, they've been able to run the football for just 2.8 yards per play. And they've had a lot of offensive line rotation. And so it's the big issue for a team like the Ravens. But not only is the run game not working, but they haven't settled on a consistent starting rotation. So that's an example of where I'm looking through like daily practice examples and daily camp examples, either joint or internal, and you're seeing nothing but Ravens offensive line struggles, and then you see it in the game. That's something where I would circle and be like, this is going to be a problem in the regular season.
Yeah, no, that's and they have. I mean, they have looked really, and it's great to have the under on the Baltimore Ravens, seeing the preseason. I will say,
I'm with you.
It is great to have that. It is great to have that ticket submitted. No question about it. All right, I know you have an off-topic rant that you want to get to. Before I get to that though, and see the floor.
Oh, this is fantastic.
ESPN and their newest hire, Ben Solak, has a ranking of the best coaching staffs in the NFL. And I am curious as to if you agree with this, because obviously this is what you do. He's got Kansas City number one. I don't think that's altogether that shocking. Detroit two, Rams three, 49ers four, Ravens five. Of that top five, does it sound right to you? Is someone missing? What do you make of just that top five there, Adam?
I haven't read Ben's article yet, but hearing that right now, I would say that the Rams are too high. The 49ers are too low. I don't think I can't rank the Rams ahead of the 49ers. I agree with Kansas City 1. I agree with Detroit 2 because they were able to retain Ben Johnson. So I agree with that. I think 3 and 4 are wrong. I think the Ravens, without Mike McDonald, 5 is probably a bit too high for them as well. So I'm guessing he probably has Pittsburgh too high, which I would kind of disagree with too. Mm-hmm. I don't know where exactly he has the Steelers, but I always see the Steelers coaching staff a little bit too high. But I would say yes to Kansas City 1, yes to Detroit 2. Rams should not be 3, that should be San Francisco. Rams would be a little bit further back, and then I wouldn't be able to get there with the Ravens at 5 without Mike McDonald.
One in particular that I want to ask you about, I think this is too low, and maybe in time, in 6 months from now, this will get to the appropriate number. But Shane Steichen and the Indianapolis Colts staff at 11 feels low to me, Adam, given what we know he does with quarterbacks.
He was a 4th and 2 completion. There was effectively a drop by a running back away from beating the Houston Texans and making the playoffs last year. That's how much Steichen got out of the Colts offense with four games from Anthony Richardson and then the rest of the season from Gardner Minshew, who right now is being debated as whether or not he was the wrong pick to be the starters for the Raiders. And so when it comes to Shane Steichen, I would say that 11 is definitely too low.
Is it too early to have the Texans 6 as he does, Adam?
No, I think that that's fair, and I was going to say, like, as I'm talking about these teams that are too low, I think the Texans could arguably be a little bit higher. That was a first-year coaching staff last year that got a ton out of the Texans and is only going to be better this year.
So it's interesting. Adam, you are...
I told you I'm Texan.
You are a Canadian at heart, which just by definition means you are not exactly an excitable person. But you just said you're heated. So what exactly has you heated out here, Adam?
So we have a football league up here in Canada called the CFL. It may have been something noticed by others, but probably not, because it's a pretty quiet league with not a whole lot of fans. They have, for whatever reason, for the last about decade, been adamant that judgment calls in football games should be reviewable. So things like roughing the passer, things like pass interference, things like defensive holding. And this is a rant that is applicable to the NFL, because I guarantee there are people listening who watch Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, who are screaming at the TVs saying, why is pass interference or defensive holding not reviewable? There was an obvious call missed. The CFL has been a testing ground for this for years, and they are convinced that when a referee makes or misses a pass interference call, that the best solution to that is to slow the game down, put the review in slow motion, and have what they call the command center, which is this eye in the sky that oversees everything, watch the playback in slow motion and determine whether or not the referee made the right or the wrong call. And in my opinion, if we go down this direction, as we're going to see in the NFL with the auto review for the chains, and I don't know where we're going with the NFL with some of this review stuff, the minute that we go further into reviewing judgment calls that happen on field is the minute that watching football begins to die a little bit. It's never going to go away. I'm not making that case. But this year in the CFL, they have made an emphasis with the command center to overturn as many of these judgment calls that are missed as possible.
Wow.
And the game watching experience has become horrible. And we're seeing games extended in bizarre fashion. It is a complete disaster. And finally today, after half of the season has gone on, the league came out and says, we made a mistake, we took this too far, and we're going to dial back how much the command center is overturning things. Because when you can watch these judgment calls on field in slow motion, frame by frame, you can make the argument that there is roughing the passer, defensive holding, or pass interference on every single play. And if we get into that direction with the NFL, which they certainly want to, that's going to be a disaster. And so I hope that this small example in the small league in Canada is a warning sign that the more tech and more reviews and more layers we put on football games, the worse it's going to be, because this is just an embarrassment for the league in Canada right now.
I'm with you on it would make the game. I wonder if I could sell you on final 2 minutes so that a game is not decided on a judgment call, that you would have the possibility there. I'm just thinking out loud as you're talking.
I'll give you the counterpoint to that. So 2 weeks ago, there was a CFL game that went into overtime.
Okay.
And in overtime, the game ended three different times where players were celebrating and going off the field. Three different times the players had to come back on the field because the command center found something on the play, either roughing the passer or defensive holding, which they then radioed down to overturn the game to extend it.
There was
a final drive in the game, which was a game-winning drive, where the quarterback for the team on offense was sacked on he had 15 yards to go. It's third down, but we'll call it fourth and 15 for NFL standards, was sacked on fourth and 15, left the field, went into the locker room. Command center found roughing the passer on a low hit.
Whoa.
Radioed down. They had to move everybody off the field, bring the quarterback out of the locker room to continue to play. The quarterback went down, drove for the game-tying field goal. And that's where we're going to go with this, because you can find something on every play that's a judgment call when you put it in slow motion.
Yeah, I mean, again,
You can find something on every play. You're right.
Yeah. I think you get into that business. It is a slippery slope.
That's right.
And it's like, why do I have officials then? If I could just slow down everything and have a command center look at it, why do I need officials on the field? What's their purpose?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I just kind of feel like, you know, the onus is on the league to make sure that they have the best officiating crew that does not miss obvious and flagrant penalties, whatever they may be. And if they feel like they have done that, then they should live with that decision. And we should not be subjected to these ridiculous, arbitrary 4-hour, you know, reviews. We have enough of that as it is.
Correct.
So I'm
with you. Agree.
Yeah, if it goes that way, it will hurt viewership. There's no question about it. And it'll hurt the quality of the game. And I don't suspect that, you know, much like these current kickoff rules, I don't suspect that that would ultimately last. Adam, you're the best, man. Appreciate
Thank
this
you
as
so
always.
Thank you so much,
Adam. Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the games this week. We'll catch you next week about real football.
Sounds
yes,
like a plan,
sir.
Brother. That is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. Yeah, you cannot possibly do that. You just cannot do that. Like, hire the best officials, live with what they do, live with what they call and what they don't call. It's that simple. It's very easy. Like,
yeah, I mean, again, I might be okay with it. And what was the game? Was it Saints, Minnesota? What was the game a few years ago?
It was the holding call with the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Maybe it was
on Juju.
Well, that one.
They complain about that. People complain about that. What would that? Like, because I just feel like when you slow it
say,
down,
not a use in the last 2 minutes, just so the game isn't decided on a bad call
on a catch or a fumble or something like that. Yes, on a penalty that did or didn't get called, I would say no. Like, I just
again
play
not
it.
No, not all game. Yes, that would be entirely too long, but. Just so the game did not end that way. Now, that sounds like a ridiculous situation, the one he was talking about, that three times it ended and you went back and all that. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, but like, okay, so here's how this sounds. This is just
if
how
a ref makes a bad call in a Super Bowl
or a no call
and something should have happened in the final 2 minutes, should the NFL not have the ability to overrule it review it?
So here's how it sounds. There's a 2-minute drill. Quarterback drops back, throws a Hail Mary. The guy, maybe he's connected early, maybe he's not. He drops the ball before whistles blow. The former play is under review for potential pass interference. No way. I can't get down with that. I can't do it. Can't you do it? I can't.
Well, I mean, there'd obviously have to be enough there on the initial that you would agree to go look. You can't go looking at it every time somebody, you know, it has to be.
But if it's that obvious, it would have got called, right? I mean.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So you probably don't even need to implement this.
I don't know.
I would just say avoid it, bro, because it's just opening Pandora's box to me.
It is opening Pandora's box in a way, but maybe you limit it a little bit if you kept it to the end of games.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure it's been something that will be considered, though, for sure. All right, we'll come back. Wrap this up on a Thursday. Jason and John on China FM, ESPN.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
But it is pretty striking, and I'm glad you wrote it. Once upon a time, if you were the best basketball player in Memphis, you stayed in Memphis, you played for your high school, people flocked to the gym to see you. There's lots of Memphis fans who could call in now and regale us with matchups they've seen over the years of this player against this player. It was a rich part of the athletic tradition, and now it's dead. Is it dead?
I mean, it's dead as we knew it, yeah. And the way that you're describing, it's dead, yeah. And it's never coming back. You know, it is sad. It struck me going through this list of how many players since 2019 have come and gone. Matthew Morrell, Kennedy Chandler, Billy Richmond, Curtis Givens, Jay Nash, Eliza Curry, Keeper Jackson.
92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who doesn't love getting something for free? Labor Day deals have arrived at the Home Depot, and right now you can get a free Milwaukee 18-volt extended capacity battery, $159 value, when you buy a select tool. Get longer runtime and more battery life so you can power all your fall projects. Shop Labor Day deals and get a free battery when you buy a select tool at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in store and online.
Great time to get over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, which is the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings. Why? Lots of reasons. One, you get to work with Howie. Howie's fun. He's just a fun guy. You go in there, you need some jewelry, he's a fun guy to talk to. Even if you don't buy from him, you're going to feel like you make a friend. You got more choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And you got the most important thing, peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee. Things happen. Relationships split. Divorces happen. Engagements break off. And if that, for whatever reason, does happen for you, you can bring that loose diamond and custom engagement ring back at RIJ and get your full refund within 365 days. That's what you get at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yep, Howie is fun. He's fun to deal with. He's going to make it the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Had me sweating. I've told that story before. I was getting such a deal, I literally broke out in a sweat. I said, man, I'm going to owe you for life. He said, no, you're not. Just come on back. And that's the key. He's going to, like we said, he wants to be that jeweler for life for you. They've been doing this 40 years, so he knows what he's doing. He's got all the options, including ask her now, pay later with financing like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Now, three locations, South Haven Bartlett and the brand-new location, the Diamond Showroom, brand-new on Perkins Extended. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Always at Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at LeadersCU.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at this seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them dreams.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency going to be your best friends. They're going to help you through the home buying process. If you're a first-time home buyer, you may have a lot of concerns, a lot of anxiety, a lot of questions. You don't know what's what. They do. They've been through it. They've seen every situation that you could possibly imagine. They're the team you want on your side. Also, if you're selling, they're the team you want because they're going to help you make the most money for your home. That's what they do every single day, Jimmy, from her team. Nobody that's ever used and gotten with the Live Love team that we've sent has said anything other than, what a great decision. What a great decision. And it is. And it'll be the great decision for you. Reach out. LiveLoveMemphis.com.
They're a winning team. They're a great team. They're an award-winning team. Let Jennifer Carstensen show you why. make the call, 901-625-5200. She's wonderful, and she'll change your life. That is no exaggeration. She certainly did for me. As John said, everybody we've sent over has been happy. So they should at least get a call from you, 625-5200. At the very least, she's going to be a great resource for you, especially for first-time homebuyers. How much can I afford, you know, in this market? I'm scared. These rates, these mortgage rates. Jennifer will talk you through it, and if there is any possible path for you, she's going to get you there because that's her focus. She wants to get a lower rentership in Memphis and increase home ownership. That's how you make the city better. So get with Live Love. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but at least somebody tweeted that according to CNN, there is a block in the schedule of the DNC tonight, which I know we will all be locked into as the radical left that's on the station. And there's a block in the schedule, and what will occupy that block is known only by a very, 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 very small group of planners. There are multiple theories about this, multiple theories. Some people believe it will be a Republican. Some people believe that. Some people believe it might be George W. Bush.
What?
Yeah. Some people think it might be Taylor Swift.
Nah, I could see that.
We have no idea. We have no way of knowing. But at any rate, Jason will be live tweeting the DNC tonight starting around 6 o'clock Central Time.
I won't be live. I haven't tweeted anything about it, I don't believe.
Man, Brad, you didn't give me the, what was it, Rockin' in the Free World. I didn't get the free Rockin' in the Free World from you today,
man. You really felt that last night.
I did. I was feeling the song.
You made me aware of something that I found weird, really, that you'd never heard it before.
Mm.
Have you never heard Keep On Rocking in the Free World before?
I just have not. Yeah.
Can you believe he's never heard this song before?
Yeah.
I mean, he's white.
Yeah. Yeah, this song is awesome.
What?
Like, this is...
It reminds me a little bit of
this
that...
This song was made for you.
It was. It feels a little bit like that Phil Collins song, Paradise. It reminds me a little... It has those kind of vibes, like homeless person on the street, you know, like... people sleep here, and look how bad the world is, you know. America has the same vibes. I think it probably came out around the same time, but yeah, man. When the DNC was over yesterday, and this was jamming, I was like,
you were up on your feet.
Oh, this is America. This is
the
America.
The one you want,
regardless of party. That'd be hype. I could feel football. Tim Wall talking about that driving down the field, down three. He didn't tell us what yard line we were on.
Should have said tie game.
He didn't tell us who our quarterback was. Is it Trubisky or is it Caleb? It matters. But, hey, we're going to have to find that out.
We're going
to
score.
He said, your job is to block.
Block
your
in the trenches. All
block.
Of you block.
He said, your
block
job.
Block for Kamala.
Block.
Block.
We know you're going to be on the front lines blocking, fool.
I'm going to be pushing.
You're going to be like Ronnie
That's
Stanley.
That's what he told me to do.
You're going
to
be like Tevin Jenkins out there blocking for
Laramie Tunsil, fool.
That is hilarious. That is too good. No, it was fun. I enjoyed it. Just as an American, regardless of whether you're Democrat or Republican, it was just kind of a, you know, the how could you not love that very human moment of his
Spare
son.
Spare us your political views.
You know, his son's saying, that's
well,
my dad.
Now,
that's
okay,
my dad.
Now I didn't know you were going there. That was very touching.
I mean, who we
That
all,
was touching.
All three of
that
us.
That was a human moment as opposed to
All three of us
political.
Have sons, and what we only
oh
ever
gosh.
Dream of having is our son one day pointing to something that we do or did and saying, that is or was my dad.
My problem, my kid used to do that.
Right. But then he grew out of it.
Ain't done. Yeah. And he's only 10.
Right, exactly. You had your moment, though. You had your moment.
I saw Brad's kids won't even let him take pictures of him anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? And you're trying to walk into school. He's like, get away from me.
That's right.
You damn paparazzi dad.
Well, I respect his privacy.
No, that's
you know?
What I'm, but that's yeah. my point is that they grow away from us. They unravel from our fingers.
Oh, we're super cool.
Oh, no, I'm sure you are.
We're very cool. That has nothing to do with us being not close.
But no.
He doesn't have a job like I do where he has to be on the internet, so he gets to have freedom.
No, my point is like kids don't want to be cutesy anymore. They grow up. They don't want to take the first day of school picture like they once did. It's not, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
They kind of get older. On
That's
you
right.
yeah
and it's a good thing but it's also can be a sad thing And that was a nice moment last night.
It was special.
Yeah. Father-son moment.
And one thing that I would challenge all of you to do today, and this is, again, regardless of whether you're an independent, well, RFK dropped out, so I don't know, you got to figure that out.
He's endorsing Trump, it appears.
Right, so we'll see how that goes. I would encourage you to do one thing. Keep on rocking in the free world. And that's all we can do. We're going to have to introduce that to the rotation, I think.
I can tell. You're really turning
on. I put it in there.
I like it, man.
Yeah.
I like it. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to a loaded list of guests. Courtney Cronin, Drew Hill, Adam Chernoff. Wow, what a day. Good luck topping that one, Jeffrey and company. You're going to have to bring in some more company for that. He's up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Pro football coverage and games on 92.9 FM ESPN, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.